100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, cards, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Germany for a day of meetings made his first public comments on the killing of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands.
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Sinwar was considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. It's 18 days from Election Day, and Michigan is the destination for both former President Trump and Vice President Harris. They have campaign events today in the state. The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, who was convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. His supporters include politicians from both sides of the aisle. And NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News. He's Andrew Dimbert. Artificial intelligence giving hope to people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, the progressive and devastating neurological disease. April Kerner's a mother of three from Maryland. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has her story.
April types what she wants to say with her eyes, and the program generates a voice based on recordings taken from when she was able to speak. For April's kids, it means they get to hear a voice they thought they would never hear again.
Once upon a time, in a small coastal town by the sea.
April sharing her story, told in her own voice.
Despite the difficulties I face, I am determined to keep fighting for my family.
April's condition requires around-the-clock care, but technology is really improving her quality of life.
Beyond Halloween, there's going to be less chocolate and more candy on store shelves. The cost of cocoa is driving up chocolate prices and forcing retailers to cut back on the amounts they stock. Some are turning to candy treats. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today. Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Christian Victory magazine tells of an English diamond merchant who was packing some gems which he was sending to a trader in India. Each one was separately wrapped with the greatest of care. Coming to the last and costliest of them all, he used an outer wrapping, the soft India paper torn from an old Bible, the first three chapters of the Gospel of John. A Hindu to whom this precious stone was sent, in unwrapping it, had his attention turned to the Bible pages. It proved infinitely more precious to him than the diamond which it covered. He soon discovered that it was a message from the Book of Life. He tarried at the words, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then began to ask others what these words meant. Why have I never known this before? He asked. Surely this whosoever means me. By simple faith, he accepted the words, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born again. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some fantastic fall weather continues here. It's going to feel more like early September than late October over the next 4 or 5 days as warm air continues to feed in from the south and southwest. That coupled with plenty of sunshine will drive temperatures a good 20 degrees above normal for the weekend. Now, keep in mind the fire danger is rather high across the region because of the dry conditions we've had the past 6 weeks. The low humidity and gusty winds at times will make any fires spread very quickly if they do develop, so be careful. Otherwise, as far as rain goes, there could be a few light showers into northern Wisconsin tomorrow with a weak front. Looks like those would miss us. The next chance of a stray light shower here would come Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday night, stretching into early Wednesday, but again, just very small amounts. We do see a brief cool shot of air coming in for the middle of next week. So the forecast today, plenty of sunshine, breezy and mild with a high close to 70, south wind 10 to 20. Clear tonight, falling down to 42, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer tomorrow, high 74. Wind south to southwest 10 to 15. Saturday night clear to partly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. Sunday another great day with sunshine and unseasonably warm conditions, high at 77. Monday should feel like a summer day with mostly sunny skies, low in the upper 40s, high near 79, that's right, almost 80 degrees. Going into Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a light shower, low 49 with a high of 72. Wednesday looking mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, windy and much colder, low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-50s. Thursday mostly sunny with lighter winds, low in the upper 20s, with a high near 57. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 39 degrees with sunshine, 66 yesterday's high, 89 in 1947, record low 16 in 1952. Last year's high was 63 and the low 42. 6:14 sunset time, sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:20. Southwest winds are at 2, barometer at 30.26. No precipitation today. We're getting some nice sunshine and blue skies after a low of 37. We're now up to 40 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A look back at some memorable matches last night in volleyball, and it's the ninth week of the regular football season, last night of the season for some. We'll have our football preview as well coming up on a Friday morning.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. For the first time in school history, the Ithaca girls volleyball team is a conference champion. The school has been sponsoring the sport since the 1970s, so it was a long time coming. On Thursday night, the Bulldogs swept visiting Waseca Steuben 25-18, 25-14, and 25-22, which improved their Ridge and Valley record to 13-1. Seneca finished at 12-2 in the league for second place. Ithaca was led by its six seniors on senior night: Holly King, Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson.
This is insane. It's the first time in Ithaca history. We have poster night, senior night. We got cake after. We have a big fan section. It was a great night.
Well, you started out, you know, the job at hand was a tough one, but it looked like you were kind of really focused here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We've been working on it all week. We got all week. Next week to practice for regionals, we're ready.
Senior libero player Holly King had these comments.
Definitely. You know what? I'm so excited to keep playing with these girls, not only in volleyball, but in, like, basketball, track, softball, anything. I'm excited to go to, the, like, the student sections with them into other games. It's so fun.
And Bailey Wallace talked about getting the job done for this year's Bulldogs.
Dude, it felt so good. We've been looking at the wall since freshman year wanting to do it, and this year we finally did it, so it's great.
Jamie Johnson, who's the coach of Richland Center, was telling me he was here for a camp, and he kept telling you guys, get motivated to put something on the wall. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he kept pointing at the wall, and he's like, if you want to do that, you're going to have to work hard all season, and I think we did.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs with victory. The team now has a week before starting the WIAA tournament against the winner of the North Crawford versus Lafarge Youth Initiative match, which will be played Tuesday night. Ithaca is the number two seed in the half sectional, while Highland was seeded first. Also last night, it was a close one. North Crawford defeated Weston in five. It was a 15-6 win for North Crawford in the final that pushed them over the top. Lexi Rockweiler led with 8 kills and 21 digs for Weston. Shelby Newman had 7 kills, 6 aces, and 25 digs, and Valerie Bauer had 22 assists. The Eagles travel to Waseca Steuben Tuesday to begin WIAA tournament play. The Richland Center volleyball team is the co-champion of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The team finished 8-2 and tied with Platteville following last night's 3-1 win over Prairie du Chien. Platteville swept River Valley to equal the Hornets in league play. For the Hornets, it is their first league title since 2016. Richland Center will have a bye in the upcoming WIAA Division III Regional and will face the winner of the Prairie du Chien at Luther match next Thursday, October 24th. The Hornets are seeded fourth in the tournament. Elsewhere last night, Hillsborough was a 3-0 victor against Royal. Fenimore swept Boscobel. Southwestern by sweep over Riverdale. Cuba City swept Darlington. Viroqua over Black River Falls in 3. And Madison Memorial swept Reedsburg. Boys soccer, Platteville-Lancaster, 3-2 over River Valley. The SWAL Cross Country Conference meet was held at Riverdale Course for the first time since 2018 last night. Both Riverdale teams competed very well on the fast home course with superb running conditions for all athletes. Team and individual champions were awarded to Nora Gilson of Boscobel with a time of 18:44, while Darlington won the girls' team championship. Brett Connolly of Iowa Grant won the boys' race in a time of 16:38.5, while the Boscobel boys' team were champions. Results for the Chieftains: Melanie Williamson in 21st, Mallory Meese 23rd, Kaylee Carter 29th, Riley Leith 46th, Megan Cruel 48th. The team finished in 7th place. The Riverdale boys team finished in 4th place with Lakota Brewer in 11th, Caleb Schleyline was 21st, Wyatt Schramm 23rd, Hunter Wilkinson 26th, Carson Knight 37th, and James Schramm 45th. The teams will compete at the Division III sectional championships at Prairie du Chien coming up next Saturday. Bodie Bright was Boscobel's top boys runner, finishing 7th. Graydon Richter was 12th. Alex Cruel 13th. And Carter Molzoff was 14th. Also on the girls' side last night for the Boscobel Bulldogs, they were 3rd. As mentioned, Nora Gilson 1st. Aubrey Seep was 9th. Peyton Sander 15th. And Nakia Stitzer was 20th. Moving over to the Lancaster meet last night, and it was a big night for several runners. For Richland Center Ithaca, Ryan Stadler and Clayton Lee finished with first-team all-conference honors. Robert Budden, Grace Fretz, and Pearl Fretz finished with second-team all-conference honors last night. Maddie Driscoll, the top girl runner for Lancaster, second overall with a 19:26. The first-place runner was Ellie Robinson of Dodgeville Mineral Point with a time of 18:50. For the boys' teams, Lane Orrett was the fastest runner with a time of 16:46, leading Dodgeville Mineral Point. Richland Center Ithaca was second overall in the running. River Valley was sixth. Their fastest runner was Jackson Thatcher, 28th. Bryce Ferguson, 32nd. Nathan Hamilton, 33rd. And Bennett Woodhouse was 38th. For the Ridge and Valley Conference meet, it was held last night at Wazika Steuben. Kickaboo LaFarge won both the boys' and girls' titles. Landon Turgeson was the top overall runner with a time of 17:47. Brecken Miller was third at 18:06. Jeff Olson, eighth, 18:57. Arlen Walter was 10th. Also yesterday for the Kickaboo LaFarge girls, Katie Rando was second overall with a time of 22:10. Leah Patterson of River Ridge had the fastest time of 21:53. It is the ninth week of the high school football season. This week I talked to Andrew Troxell, head coach for the Richland Center Hornets, as they get ready to face Broadhead in what appears to be a winner-get-in playoff scenario.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're hearing a little bit. I mean, obviously nothing is guaranteed, you know, since we wouldn't have four conference wins, but we're treating it that way. You know, I mean, ever since the Valley game and certainly last week against Dodgeville, you know, we have been in a playoff mode. And, I mean, since that, I think our boys are more focused. Our schemes are crisp, right? Our defensive stance are sound. You know, so everything just looks really, really good. But we know absolutely what's at stake, not only for a playoff berth, possibly, you know, but we got all conference representation at stake here. And, you know, we haven't beat Broadhead. You know, in the 7 years that I've been here. I mean, so that is definitely something that's on our list of things to do.
Hear that game tonight on FM 100.9, Broadhead Judah at Richland Center. Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, Dodgeville at Platteville, River Valley is at New Glarus. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic.
It's been an interesting season. We haven't had any rain or any lightning, which has been phenomenal, and the weather has been perfect this year. So hopefully that continues, and we have a successful night.
Should be a great night weather-wise for football, and I asked Coach Dan Makovic about preparing.
Ironically, as soon as the Platteville game was over, the defensive coaches, we went over to Chad Maxwell, and we said, hey, what don't you want to see from a defensive front? And he goes, oh, yeah, because New Glarus runs the same offense that we do. So offensively, we see the same offense. They just do it a little bit differently. They have more shifting with their offense and more motions than we do. But otherwise, the concepts are identical.
In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant plays at Riverdale, the last game of the season for Coach Lucas Phelps, who talked to us this week about his seniors.
Yeah, so we got three seniors this year. So we got Gavin Krell, Gavin Mirabelli, and then Talon Childs. So all three of those guys have been multiple-year starters. Gavin Mirabelli, he's our wide receiver. He plays a little bit of defense, but this year he's been mostly just on offense. Tremendous leader for us. Really has stepped up over the years in that role, the vocal leader, a rah-rah guy. Weren't really sure if he was going to play a lot this year. He had shoulder surgery, but it was able to come back. He's been really clutch with us in the passing game.
The Chieftains host the Panthers tonight. Wazika Steuben is at Boscobel. It's Boscobel's homecoming. In the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque at Benton Scales Mount Schulzberg, and Mineral Point plays at Fenimore. In the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor at Hillsboro, Royal at Cashton, Nisida at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Ithaca. Here is co-head coach Kyle Kelly, who says the Bulldogs are doing pretty well health-wise.
We are at 100% for the first time in quite a while.
As you approach your opponent, what stands out on the scouting report for this week's team, Kyle?
They're kind of similar to what we saw last week offensively. Like, they're going to spread it out and throw the ball a lot. Defensively, they have kind of a different formation that we've been working against this week.
One of the things that you're probably looking at is trying to cut down on the penalties, right?
Absolutely. Nothing would make me happier than if we go through this game without a single penalty, because it definitely makes you want to rip your hair out on the sideline.
Bulldogs try to go 9-0 tonight as they take on New Lisbon and await the WIAA playoff pairings, which will be officially announced tomorrow morning. Sparta's at Baraboo, Westby at GET, Viroqua at Aquinas, Mauston at Waupun, and Portage at Mount Horeb-Barneveld. Eight-player football, Oneewoc Weston is at North Crawford, Belmont at Wisconsin Heights, Kickapoo LaFarge at DeSoto. Bowling scores from the All-Star Bowling League. Advance Pump and Well had a 28-98. Atlanta Springs Campground, 27-63. Julie Karen State Farm, 27-58. High Game Honors, Julie Karen State Farm, 10-19. Hammer Time, 9-97. Advance Pump and Well, 9-89. Top Series, Lucas Lindvig, 6-62. Jake Morris, 6-41. Scott Oman, a 6-40. Jake Morris had the top game, 2-56. Ken Nick Sr. and Scott Oman with 246s, Chase Keller at 244. Andy Keller bowled a 579 series, 108 over average. Ryder Cannon bowled a 528, 96 over average in the All-Star League. Although it could be a change before kickoff, the Badgers were listed as 8-point favorites for tomorrow's Big Ten game at Northwestern. Wisconsin is riding a wave of vastly improved offense, though that work came against teams like Purdue and Rutgers. The matchup of Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium involves two unranked teams. That goes on tomorrow. This won't be a hard decision for the Brewer front office. The team figures to pick up its $8 million option on the ace of the staff, right-hander Freddy Peralta. Based on last year's stats, he would be worth a four-year, $70 million contract range. Yesterday in baseball, Cleveland over the Yankees, 7-5. The Dodgers beat the Mets, 10-2 in the National League playoffs as the Dodgers take a 3-1 advantage on the Mets. And in the NFL Thursday night game, Denver, 33-10. Over New Orleans, I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Up next, a vintage broadcast from WRCO Radio. So we go back during our 75th anniversary celebration. And remember Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Today, sponsored by Dairy Hardware and Spring Green. Ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. May 15, 1984. Archaeological history was made. Scientists on an expedition funded by the National Geographic Society, digging near the mysterious Blue River in the jungles of northeast Guatemala, 10.5 feet down, struck the roof of something. The roof of a buried structure of some kind. One of the diggers almost fell through, was pulled to safety by his comrades. A miniature television camera was then lowered through the crumbling hole. Next, artificial lighting equipment. The explorers had to know what was down there, not only for their own safety when they entered, but to make certain that a larger opening would not harm something priceless. As the camera's eye scanned the chamber, archaeologists observed on a monitor above ground, and what they saw so thrilled them that George Stewart, a leader of the expedition, started crying. It was the first such find in the area in 20 years, a tomb, the immaculately preserved tomb of a nobleman who had died more than 1,500 years before. His civilization was that of the ancient and remarkably sophisticated Maya Indians. The subterranean circular room where he lay was cavernous, some 13 feet in diameter, with a ceiling 7 feet high. His skeleton appeared to be that of a male in his 30s. Nearby artifacts clearly described his importance in Mayan society. Was he a ruler, an administrator of some sort? Our uncertainty reflects how little we know of that era of Mayan history. Also discovered in the vault were beads of carved jade and 15 ceramic vessels, some inscribed with hieroglyphics, which translate Great Sun. Fine pottery at arm's length from the nobleman contained the remnants of food for his journey through eternity. And there were paintings, huge, marvelous paintings. And yet the most valuable, the most incredible find of all was a solitary ceramic pot, the likes of which had never been unearthed anywhere before. Now bear in mind, in the years since that Maya nobleman was laid to rest, Rome fell, and Charlemagne reigned, and Mozart composed. The American Civil War raged, as did two world wars. 1,500 years of human history has passed, as that ancient tomb and all of its contents have remained undisturbed. And yet there it is. There it is, that mysterious ceramic pot, taunting modernity from the dim distant yesterdays. We think we're so smart, so original. Maybe we're not. For deep in the dense, remote jungle of Guatemala, some 17 feet below the surface of the soil, scientists plunged to retrieve a jar, a relic of an extinct civilization, a flanged vessel which had something in common with medicine bottles of our own sophisticated time. The design is virtually identical. The lid, the top of that 1,500-year-old pot, was most difficult to remove, not because it was sealed, not because it was stuck, but because it was designed, like today's pill bottles, to be child-proof. And now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A high later of 70. Right now we're at 42 degrees. Coming up, we'll take a look at some brand new country releases. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Good morning. Fresh from the Country and WRCO offers you some brand new releases out of Nashville. It's been kind of the trend lately to have songs co-opt with artists and different groups going together. Shenandoah recently released an album, and several of the current country artists helped them out in some of the old classics. Here's Shenandoah with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan. Thank you.
Sunday's morning glow.
Beneath the steeple, all the people have begun shaking hands with the man who grips the gospel gun.
While in quiet prayer, the smell of dinner on the ground fills up the morning air. Ain't nothing sweeter around.
I can almost hear my mama pray, oh Lord, forgive us when we doubt.
Another sacred Sunday in the South, all right. Ragged rebel flag flies high above it all, popping in the wind like an angry cannonball.
Now the halls of history are cold and steel. They still smell the powder burn, and they probably always will.
And on the old town square, under the barbershop pole, they set me up in the chair when I was four.
Won't you hold still, son? Stop squirming around.
Another Southern Sunday's coming down.
I can almost hear the old folks say, you'll make it big one day, you'll leave this town.
Some other lazy son. Back around, all right.
I can feel the evening sun go down, and all the lights in the houses one by one go out.
Softly in the distance, nothing stirs about.
And the night is filled with the sound of a whippoorwill.
On a Sunday
in the South, all right. Just another Sunday.
Just another Sunday.
Flashback to some 90s country, Shenandoah, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, and Sunday in the South. We have some great tunes coming your way, and also a tune that is moving and grooving up the charts for a guy that's no stranger to that kind of movement. This is John Party and Friday Night Heartbreaker.
Thank you. not a heartbreaker.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9. We're at 44 degrees. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Trivia today again sent you some delicious cookies. If you know the right answer, 57% of people surveyed don't know this number despite seeing it often. 57% of people don't know this number despite seeing it often. Hopefully it's not 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline today. We'll see if we can get some cookies in your hands. Brand new country from the Boomtown Saints. Go. Trivia time from WRCO. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. No winner in trivia yet. No, we've been searching. We've been looking. Lots of people guessing. In fact, one of our morning show guests, I've never had that before. One of our morning show guests even called in from the next room, but didn't get it. 57% of people don't know this number despite seeing it often. Let's add, because many people have guessed phone number. Let's add in there, they don't know this number that may also have letters. 608-647-4155. Moving and grooving up the chart this week for Zach Top.
Guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go, 'cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul, it sounds like the radio.
From the country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. 57% of people don't know this number, despite seeing it often. We added, too, that there could be some letters with it as well. Congratulations to Nancy McCauley, the winner of trivia today. That would be your license plate number. We said number, and that maybe people are thinking more, you know, but there are letters in it. They still refer to it as your license plate number then. And I have to admit, I don't know. The same license has been on the Vibe for 20 years, and I couldn't tell you it. Somebody say, you know, lights are on, they give the license number. That doesn't do me any good. Tell me the make of the car, and then I got a shot. That might be mine. Okay. Anyway, congratulations to Nancy McCauley. She's going to share some cookies with fuzz, I guess. Anyway, she wins courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe some delicious cookies today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
The most played country songs across the land this week, including at number 5, Morgan Wallen, Lies, Lies, Lies. Number 4, Justin Moore, This Is My Dirt. Number 3, Kane Brown and Marshmallow and Miles on It. Jelly Roll, I'm Not Okay at number 2. The number 1 tune. This is one of the top-selling albums these days as well. Post Malone featuring Blake Shelton and Pour Me a Drink.
Hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pick sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll.